Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
Hey friends, it's Carrie Oberbrunner. Hope you are having an amazing day. In fact, I hope you're making it an amazing day. Hey, listen, I am on site with the Fire Ring Mastermind, and nobody's here yet except for our directors. We're going to be talking to them in just a moment. But I wanted to go live and just say, hey, that I'm thinking about you. I'm praying for each of you. And I'm just excited about the opportunities that we have right now in the world. Listen, it is a dark time for some people, but I want to encourage you with some words. In fact, I just want to make sure that I can see you all. Got you here. And if you want to type in where you're from, if you have any questions as well, but I want to know where you're from, that'd be great. Here's my thoughts. Okay, so Rosie, welcome. And Teresa, welcome. And if you can share this, that would be great as well. So here's the point, folks. We have in our world today an opportunity to either watch the news or make the news. Now, please understand that I am deeply concerned about our world, as all people are. But here's what I know. There's always going to be more headlines. In other words, last time I checked, there's breaking news all the time, and there's always events going on. And there are good events, there's tragic events. And here's what I know. God did not create you to be a consumer. God did not create you to be a critic. God created you to be a creator. Let me say that again. God created you in his image to be a co-creator. And what I know is that a lot of us can get hacked. Come on now, how many of you have been hacked recently? I'll be honest, I got hacked recently. Why? Because we can always watch what is happening, and we can consume, and this becomes an addiction. And I want to challenge you. God did not put you on this planet to simply consume or criticize. God puts you on this planet to create. In fact, it says in scripture that God said, let there be light, and there was light. In other words, abracadabra. That's literally what the word means. Abracadabra means I create as I speak. And my question to you today is, what are you creating? You see, 2021, you are here on planet Earth for a reason. It's not for you to watch TV. It's not for you to watch the headlines. Now, I'm not saying you need to be an ostrich and stick your head in the sand, but what I am saying is that don't let 2021 pass you by. If you let 2021 pass you by, you're gonna look back and you're gonna be part of the matrix. You're gonna be part of the system. You're gonna be someone who simply just watched life pass you by. There's people today that are gathering from all over the world here. And don't worry, we have our masks. We are socially distancing. We are wearing masks. I just took my mask off to be here today with you on the video. But this is called Fire Ring. And Fire Ring is our mastermind. And we said, you know what? We're going to get together. And we're going to gather. And we're going to map out our lives. And we're going to map out our businesses. And what's interesting is there's someone in the back named Nikki, and Nikki came here 3 years ago as a student, and today she's walking in the door as a director. Now, why did that happen? Because Nikki didn't just consume, Nikki created. Come on over here, Nikki. We'll talk to Nikki here. And again, I asked her just to remove her mask for this interview, and we're all good. But Nikki,
hello.
Hey, so.
Let me
come
get
on in.
Here.
Come
All
on
right.
In.
Hey, guys.
So here's the point today that I'm talking about. You can either watch the news or you can make the news. Now, some people might hear that title and they might say, oh my gosh, that sounds really arrogant. But I mean, don't you agree that you can be making news?
Right.
I mean, all these people who are walking in here, how do you think they're going to be making news today?
You know, these people are showing up. I see the hearts. Hello, everyone. It's so nice to see you, friends. You know, we have an opportunity. Every day is a choice. Every single place you go to is a choice. And, you know, we love things. We love talking about creating as we speak. We love stepping into all that's there for us. And that's what it's about today. They have opportunities that not a lot of people get today.
Yeah.
And they're going to embrace it and go for it. And, you know, we're part of this tribe. I don't know if you're streaming into our own tribe. If we're in the Igniting Souls tribe,
we're streaming public.
Okay. So even the Igniting Souls tribe, they have opportunities that you see them grabbing every day. And you see people, even the ones that are sort of new to it all and tentative, they start to see other people doing it, and it's contagious, and it just grows. And so, yes, this is the fire ring. I'm super excited.
And wasn't yesterday amazing? Oh. I mean, I'm just going to hold this up and show people. I mean, we have our professional photographer, Mark and Shelly Thomas Photography here as well. And we met there in those boardrooms yesterday. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, we're here at the International Center for Creativity, and I just feel the vibes being here. I mean,
well, Carrie, yesterday I wasn't the teacher.
No, you were the student.
I was the student. And I heard you, as I was setting things up, say consumer. You know, I don't know. The way we teach, I don't even feel like I was here as a consumer.
Mm.
I was here like, okay.
No, you were creating.
Yep, I was creating, yeah. And I was giving back as the one getting the training. And yeah, I just love this.
I learned a bunch of stuff too. Yeah. Lynn taught me last night how you can't have your first impression frustrate your client.
Mm-hmm.
She talked about how when you go to a store and there's double doors, and you walk up to a store and you open the door, and if one of them's locked, you as a customer feel dumb, you feel foolish.
Mm-hmm.
And you're already setting that customer up to feel bad about themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about how today in the digital space, we are all online stores. And so if we create boundaries in our websites, mm-hmm. or our customer experience, they're going to feel dumb in the beginning, and then they won't mm-hmm. get value, and they won't be customers. So,
yeah.
I mean, that little tip like that from a student,
mm-hmm.
I learned a ton. What are people going to do today? Give us a little sneak peek of what they're going to do in the fire ring business growth track.
Business growth. Oh, boy. We know stories do the work for us. You know, nobody likes a salesperson that is selling you. And so we put a lot of energy in just trying to get to know the person and have the person get to know us. And we also are living what, you know, many of our pain points become our products later. And
yes.
So if we're just true to that and we let people see that and come along with us, they see the confidence. That was yesterday's training. And much of our partnership is the middle part of how we can really sell well is being confident. And so teaching them today how to do four different kinds of stories. I'm so excited. They are going to learn how to share their story just live on Facebook well. They're going to learn how to do it on a page that's simply a sales page. They're going to learn how to do it in a short training session like a workshop and then also a webinar like you so masterfully do. We're going to highlight some of your pieces.
Hey, that's fantastic. So I was just telling everybody here that looking at you 3 years ago, as a student, you came here, and now you're a director. You're a director of the Fire Ring Business Track. You know, we always want people to come up to us in a good way and say, "You look great. I don't even recognize you."
Mm-hmm.
But we want that physically. Mm-hmm. But very few people want that internally.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, imagine. I mean, we see this all the time with our clients. People come up to them and say, "You used to be so shy,
mm-hmm.
or used to be so scared. You would never talk.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't know how. You weren't clear.
Mm-hmm.
And now I hear you on stage, and you're just mm-hmm. crushing it. How cool is that?
It is super cool. And the thing is, we get you speaking it. We get you open about your story. We get you open about your products. We help you clean them up in a way that you're confident sharing them. And that is it. And they believe. That's the thing. If they're going into it tentatively and they've never tried it out and they don't speak it and they're sounding insecure, and we just want to help them feel so confident and go strongly, because we know each and every person that we work with is going to change the world. It ignites souls and change this world. We know this. Yeah. So we just want to help you.
Oh yeah. And I see our clients here. Sherry's amazing. Oh. Susan, Kareem, you know.
Love these guys. Oh, yeah. These guys.
Yeah, they're all fantastic. So I just want to thank you for all the great things you're doing.
I want to thank you for letting all of us have a space to help each other.
Oh, awesome. All right, well, we'll get Daphne over here as well.
Daphne!
So Daphne, we're going to bring the personal growth track director over here as well. And one thing we have, I'm going to ask you to stand over here, because
I literally ran over.
Oh, it's a better view. You're good. So here's the question. Why do you think I hire so many of our clients? In other words, you're an example. Nikki's an example. Yeah. Mike's an example. Mark's an example. I mean, we literally are building a system, a process where you come in, you learn, and you grow. And then many times we say, oh my gosh, you're growing so much. Can we hire you?
Yeah.
Why is that kind of proof of model?
So the first thing that pops into my mind is it establishes the know, like, and trust. Mm. I remember when you hired me, which officially was like 6 years ago.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow. And it's because you'd seen me.
Yeah.
You'd seen me grow up through the system, if you will. You had seen that she is here to play all out, full in, and is on brand. And really, I think, I'm thinking about like people in corporate America and such, and even, you know, the entrepreneurs. Hiring your clients is a safe bet.
Mm.
You know, the turnover that people go through because they work with people who look good on paper. Not that I don't look good on paper, but, you know, it's that proof of concept.
Yes.
We've seen it happen. And I know that one of the things that you're a genius at, and the team as well, because we want to give them credit. Hey, Brenda and Amanda, is putting the right person in the right place, right? It's like, okay, this is the person and this is their skill set.
Yeah.
Where would they fit in the organization? As opposed to, we have this position and who are we going to cram into it, right? So that's one of the things that you allow us to do, is you allow us to incorporate our unique ability.
Love it.
And to work in our strength zones.
I love it. Well, and today's theme is you can either watch the news or make the news.
Oh,
you like that?
Yeah.
And I would just tell people, like, even if they're not here at FireRing today, you and me, I mean, we've had to create spaces in our homes with noise and kids and all kinds of distractions. You have to make the news, but it's not the news out there, it's the news in here. That's where it starts. So many times we're like, oh, headline, Fox News, CNN, Twitter. I deleted Twitter recently from my phone because I realized I was getting hacked.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm the author of Unhackable, and I was getting hacked. So each one of us has that temptation. And the problem, I think, why people watch the news is they think that they don't have value. What do you think? Let's talk about that.
I am the personal growth track coach,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. So talk about that. Why do we say it's easier to be a consumer rather than a creator?
Because on the outside, that initial knee-jerk impression is it's easier to live numb than it is to live engaged. It appears to be easier to live by default instead of design. Living by design, living on purpose, for your purpose, claiming your birthright, takes effort and it takes energy. And do we allow ourselves that effort and energy to spend on ourselves, or are we allowing others to suck it away from us, to take it from us, to rob us of it? And when we stay engaged in the world and what's going on in the headlines, it's robbing us. It's taking from us what we have within. And so not that many years ago, you hired me 6 years ago, so probably 7 years ago.
Yeah.
Is when I said, enough. Mm. I refuse to allow the outside world to determine my worth and my value. And when we stand up and fight for ourselves, our worlds change. And that starts within our home, and then it trickles out beyond that.
I love that. And I would ask people right now, if you're finding value in this, share this, tag someone. We have people literally walking in the door, all kinds of our students, so we're gonna go greet them. But I just wanna challenge you folks, like, you have worth, just like Daphne believes. You have something that needs to be shared with the world. Don't take the easy route and just say, I'm gonna hop on social media and watch headlines and watch news. You need to realize that, you know, God's created you with gifts, and God wants you to make the news. But you have to believe that you're important enough right now. And it's all about serving.
Yeah.
I mean, if they say, how can other people serve me? They're not going to have success.
Mm-mm.
But
wrong
how can
mindset.
I serve others? And we have some people right now, and they're coming in. And
it's like the paparazzi.
It is.
Yeah.
But come on around. We'll put on our masks, and I'll interview a few of you, okay?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Come on on.
And just as before I walk away, because I'll give you some space, be a wave maker.
Be a wave maker.
And break the chains. Make the waves. Don't be overcome by the waves. Make them yourself.
I love it. Come on this
side.
Over
this way, Danielle. I'll swap you.
So I'm going to interview some of our legit firing students. And wasn't last night amazing?
Oh, yes.
That dessert time?
Oh, it was so much fun.
Yeah.
It was so much fun.
So you have a bunch of friends and hearts and all this stuff. Why did you choose to come from Michigan?
Yes.
Why did you say, I'm going to come from Michigan and I'm going to show up? And the theme today is you can either watch the news or you can make the news. So Danielle, why did you come today to firing? What are you hoping to do?
What am I hoping to do?
Yeah.
I'm going to grow.
You're going to grow.
I'm going to be different at the end of this day. I'm going to get the help that I need to get my course out there to help people, because I'm that lady on the internet who says she loves people, and I need to be effective with what I do so people believe it and it changes their lives. So I need to learn the tools and meet the people who can be a who for me and I can be a who for them, to bring about change in the world and make the news, like you said.
And COVID can't stop us.
No, COVID cannot stop us.
That's right. And you made your first two sales the other day.
Not first two, the first two in a while.
The first two in a while.
I had made some before, so.
But this is off your new product.
Yeah, my new way of doing it.
So. And give us, I want to promote you. What is your website?
Website is danielleburnack.com. And the product that you're talking about is called a 7-Day Challenge to Love Yourself. It's 7 days of coaching by me, the self-love coach.
I love it.
To help people get rid of the self-loathing and start loving themselves so they can live a thriving life instead of just barely surviving.
I love it. Great job.
Thanks.
I'm going to ask Lisa. Lisa, can you come over? Awesome. Listen, I just want you to meet some of these amazing students. And just come right over here. And you came all the way from Wisconsin and...
Chicago. Yeah.
That's right. I see you in Wisconsin a lot,
both.
But you are in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Can I share, because we're being real authentic here today.
Yeah.
I've not stopped thinking about something you said last night, and that's truth, but I really feel like others can relate. When COVID happened, you kind of told yourself a story.
I did.
Like, it's going to be over soon.
Yep.
And so then you did and didn't do certain things. Can you, this is confession time.
Oh, it's very embarrassing to admit to, but I went into total vacation mentality. I said, oh, COVID's gonna last a couple of weeks. I'm gonna just take, you know, some time off. And I got sucked into Netflix binge watching. And I was just like, do. And then 1 week went to another and went to another. And it's... Yeah, and
then
time
month,
just
and
went,
month.
Oh, it's horrible.
But listen,
yeah.
She is just the honest one.
Yeah.
She's not alone. Come on now. Folks, haven't we all struggled with this, where we said, COVID's happening, I'll just watch Netflix for a little bit. And you said that it kind of spent 9 months, 6 months, 5 months, I don't know, how many?
You know, I don't even know. Because, yeah. I mean, I work from home. So I did work and stuff, but I didn't, like, push myself.
But
I didn't,
you took on the vacation mode.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I want to ask you folks, Lisa's been bold enough to share, how many of us have gotten hacked in the last 9 months? How many of us have bought into the, you know, I'll just take it easy this weekend, and then that turned into this week, and then months and months. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the good news, though. You're not going to stay hacked. You're mm-hmm. here today.
Yes.
You're here at Firing.
Yes.
What are you gonna do today?
So Firing has been amazing. It's really given me clarity on what my purpose is. I had this vague purpose, like I know what my purpose is, but I never had it defined.
Mm.
So with the help of Nikki and everybody in Firing, I've really got a great definition of how I can impact people in the world, and it's really starting to come together. So it's amazing. And then to be in this energy and in the environment with all these people that are just so fired up and so motivated, it's amazing. It's just really amazing. And it's so worth the trip to come out here and be with everybody in the energy.
I love it. And we have some people who are going to be watching virtually today. Mm-hmm. We have people as far as Australia. I'm just going to show this really quick. People are literally walking in, and we have all kinds of individuals that are coming. And we're just going to have an amazing day. But I'm so proud of you, because growth can't happen until you start telling yourself the truth. And Lisa last night told the truth to herself first and then to me. And I've been thinking about you ever since. So thank you.
Yeah, this is going to be my year and everybody's year. So
exactly.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited for everything. Thanks,
all right,
Gary.
You take care. All right, folks. Well, listen, I hope that was a blast. It's getting loud here, and we're just going to call it a day. But I want you to honestly think, you can either watch the news or you can make the news. And I'm being very compassionate about our world today. I'm not saying just, you know, disregard what's been happening. But I am saying that there's going to be more things that happen every single day. And the excuses will pile up. And at the end of your life, you can say, I watched the news. Or you can say, I made the news. Be a soul on fire. Take care. We'll see ya.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, build up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrunner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.